first of all, Congressman, if you would, tell me a little bit about the message you've got for folks here in D.C. for National Ag Day activities.
Trying to make sure that they understand not only is agriculture important on this one day, but it's important in every day of our lives. It's important for the future of the country and, for that matter, the world. American farmers and ranchers, producers, processors, retailers, we have not only made sure for generations now that every consumer in this country has the most available supply of the highest quality, most affordable food and fiber, but we've also helped make sure that the world had access to that too. So while many folks may think of farmers and ranchers as those folks down there who raise the hogs, the pigs, the chickens, the wheat, the corn, the cattle, the fact of the matter is we're a critical part of the national economy and the food safety net for the country and the planet. And I'm urging my friends in here to not only to continue to think about a future in rural America and in agriculture, but to work with me as we try to pass this next farm bill, be advocates out there. Try to make sure people are paying attention, because the most difficult challenge in D.C. sometimes is getting attention. And we've been so successful in rural America, so successful in agriculture, that there's a tendency to ignore us, and people will ignore us at the peril of their future.
We know how important a farm bill is to everyone. Where are we at right now, and what do you expect?
We are finishing up the budget process in the United States House, and the Senate is doing that too. That'll give us a guide as to what kind of resources we'll have to write a farm bill with. I would expect in the near future, and I can't put a particular date on it yet, I want to go sooner than later, we'll start the process in the committee in the United States House, craft a farm bill there. Then we have to go to the floor of the United States House, subject to amendments, debate, discussion. Our friends in the Senate will have to do their committee and full floor work. Then hopefully we'll go to a conference, we'll work out the differences, and before the end of September, before this one-year extension of the 08 Farm Bill expires, we'll have a new one signed into law and on the books. That's my goal.
Anything else that you're working on right now that you really like folks, especially out in rural America, to know that's kind of going to impact them?
There's a variety of things out there that we're engaged in oversight on. Whether it's the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, the entity that oversees the futures markets and the derivatives, and that makes a huge difference whether you're in the livestock business or the grain business or you're just a consumer, because it helps spread the risk, it helps provide some stability to the markets. We're engaged in oversight, and we'll do a reauthorization of that this year. We're also doing things like looking over the Secretary's shoulder as he tries to deal with sequestration and the meat inspectors. We want to keep the plants running. We want to keep the supply chain of food moving from farm to consumer, ultimately, all of those sort of things. And in any given day, whether it's trade issues or animal health issues or property rights or how the USDA interacts with people, we've just got a full schedule.
All right. Thank you very much for your comments, and glad you could be here with us today.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.